Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's really good to see you.
Likewise.
Thank you for sitting down with us again. Like, my joke about Nashville is that living here, I see Luke Bryan more than I see my mother, right, is my joke. And my mother lives here. Right. But I was like, I just said to your record label rep, George, I was like, I think I'm going to have to swap out Luke with Thomas Rhett because I've seen you so many times.
100%.
But it's been great. And
that's a good sign. At least in my book, it's a good sign.
No, it's a great sign. Yeah. So Beautiful as You, working its way up the chart right now. Yeah. What's it been like right now watching this song get bigger and bigger and bigger and like resonate with fans?
It's cool. I feel like a lot of my songs over the course of my career actually didn't feel like hits until after they went number one. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because this song for me started streaming more than any song I'd really ever put out since like 2019. And then it started and then I feel like radio started to kind of keep up with the streaming. And so throughout this year, I would say every single week that we would play this song live, you could tell that like another 10% knew not just the chorus, but the verses. And I feel like I always judge the quality of a song on how much people are studying rapid paced verses. And so when you can like look at a crowd and see a group of like girls kind of singing the second verse word for word, you're like, okay, we're catching some traction here. Like I have these weird ways to tell if I feel like songs are going to be big or not.
Wait, what are the other ways?
That's one of them. One is like, if you've never heard the song before, what is the movement of the crowd, right? Like if everyone is really stale and kind of has this like confused look on your face, you kind of go, maybe that song is not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you play a new one and you can kind of tell that there's just like this weird little sway, you're kind of like, okay, they don't know it, but they're rocking with it.
They want to know it.
They want to know it. Yeah, exactly. And that's happened on a few of the songs on this record, which is really exciting when you're going in to pick, you know, like next singles and stuff to kind of see what people have been kind of vibing to, even though these songs are so new. So
yeah. Well, I said that to you one of the last times we sat down is like, I feel like you're going to have a hard time choosing the next single because there's so many songs that are so fun.
Yeah, but there's also still so many songs to release.
I know. I was literally just going to say, this is my thing with you is that you'll put out a record and I'll be like, oh my God, he's got six singles. And then like before you get to the second one, you're like, I've got a new record.
The world is just so fast paced today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like even 5 years ago, or maybe it was like 6 years ago, maybe it was my Life Changes record. I remember we put five singles out from that record.
Wow.
Five singles. I don't know if that's possible today.
Or say, have you ever done that again?
Uh-uh. And I don't know that I ever will. I just feel like people are just so on to the next thing so fast now that a record now can get actually kind of old in like 4 months. Does that make sense?
So wild.
Or maybe not old, but like we're ready for something else.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Which is crazy when you think about like normally everyone's on like a 2 year album cycle, but like I've been watching people, I'm like, wait, you just put an album out last year. Like it's moving so much faster.
For sure.
wild.
I could go into the weeds and all this stuff, but this is not why you're here.
No. I did want to ask you, though, one of the things that you had said to me that Lauren asked you for this record is she wanted love songs she could dance to.
Yeah.
Beautiful as You obviously delivers on that. Does she feel like she got what she asked for?
I do, definitely. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Like, Something About a Woman, I think, is her favorite song off this project. And I think she loves when I will try new things. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And this song, when you get to it on the record, I think it's in a good way. Some people could think it's in a bad way, but it does stick out like a sore thumb on this project because it does not sound like any of the other tunes on the record. But those are always my favorite, right? Like, just when I feel like I'm in this like flow of something and all of a sudden, bam, I get hit over the face with something else that you can do that I like, that ends up always being my favorite song on the record. And so I would say most every record I've ever made has got, I call them curveballs. Like, every record of mine has like a curveball or two. And that one has been kind of her favorite, and also one that has been one that I kind of have this at the concerts at. So, yeah, you never know, man. I you kind of have to watch the data a little bit and see what people are actually liking. But, you know, at some point you do have to make just like a gut decision of what do I like.
How in the weeds of the data will you get?
Lately? Real deep. Real deep. Because I've never known.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's really ever known. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And now, like, you can... I don't have like all the things for artists, like every streaming page, like you can actually have the for artists thing and you can actually see how many people are listening to a song right now.
That's nuts.
I can't have that.
You'd be up all night. Lauren would roll over and you'd be like, many people are listening to T-shirt
right
now. My
kids would be like, what are you doing? I'm like, you don't understand. We just went from 13,000 people to 26,000 people listening to this song right now.
You're like, what happened
in the world?
And
my kids are like, we don't care. Tuck us in. Say our prayers. You know what I mean? So
exactly. Back to Something About a Woman. You are collaborating with Teddy Swims now.
Yeah.
On this. Talk about how this happened.
Yeah, I mean, all happened very organic, which I feel like a lot of collabs end up not seeming super organic. It can be like, oh, well, you kind of seem like you're popping right now. You want to hop on this song and do the thing. But me and Teddy have actually been friends for like 5 years. And my producer, Julian, produced the last couple Teddy records, and he produced my last record. And so we've known each other before Teddy even had anything go. Like, I found out about Teddy when he was doing like Adele covers.
I was going to say, I remember you guys doing something like a handful of years ago.
Yeah. And so he put his first record out and he had a song called Broke that I actually jumped on and made a music video for it. And then he came to Nashville a couple years later and we wrote 3 singles ago of mine called Angels Don't Always Have Wings. We wrote that song together and we actually wrote it for him. Mm-hmm. And he ended up not recording it. And I was like, well, you're crazy because this song is awesome. And so I recorded it. And then we just remained in touch. And when I was finishing my record, Julian was in New York with Teddy. And he was playing in my whole record, and he said that Teddy like really responded to Something About a Woman, like he loved it. Mm. And I was like, well, if you want to put in a good word that he wants to sing on it. And so he came and put a vocal on it. And, you know, after all the back and forth of teams doing what teams do, we got to go. And we started kind of telling the world that it was happening like 2 days ago, and people are loving it.
Yeah.
And, I'm just really excited. Now we get to sing it on the CMAs together. Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I've never had a song that was not a single, like a radio single, ever be allowed for me to sing on a show before.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
And so, yeah, I mean, I'm just grateful. Like, you know, so I'm excited to do that. And we're also going to get to sing his massive global smash called Lose Control on it together too. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be a really special moment on the show.
That's going to be really fun. Yeah. That's what I was going to say is the CMA Awards announcement just came out. And I was like so excited to see Teddy on there because I feel like he's always been like country music adjacent. Like since you guys started working together, like
no 5 years,
like you keep hearing his name, but he's not like doing a lot of country stuff. So I'm excited for him to be there for that.
Well, he's kind of got like this, he's kind of got Post Malone energy about him.
Mm-hmm.
Like he grew up in Georgia. Daddy only ever listened to country radio ever. And so like when we were in LA a couple weeks ago filming all the content for the song, me and him just sat there and went back and forth on the guitar for like 3 hours playing every from 1995 to 2005 country song in the world. And he knows all the daggum words. You know what I'm saying? So I think there's a lot of people that actually chose different musical paths like Post and like Teddy that actually grew up freaking knowing it. You know what I mean? So I think if Teddy ever wanted to do anything in country, I think people would really embrace him because he's, first of all, he's one of the most talented human beings on the planet. And second of all, he's just a good dude that grew up listening to it. So
yeah. Well, speaking of the CMA Awards, you're going to be on hosting with us like the week of the show.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, like, what are your favorite things about award shows and your least favorite things? Because to me, like before I ever went, it was like so glamorous. And then now I'm like, we get there at 3 p.m. You sit down for a long time. You don't eat. You've had a lot to drink.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hurry up and wait.
Yeah. Trying to say this without
like favorite things I would say, probably like energy is always really like,
yeah,
it's exciting.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like my answer has really never changed on this. My favorite thing is actually getting just to see everybody. I was talking to Lon earlier about how I feel like there's just this lack of community in our genre right now. And I don't know if it's because there's just 1,000 new artists and that maybe my generation hasn't taken the time to reach out, or the younger generation hasn't taken the time to reach up. But I've made it my mission over the last like year. Like I literally just texted Bailey Zimmerman because I don't know him. And I'm just like, we should get to know each other.
For sure. I mean? And I'm sure he's like, oh, Thomas Rhett just texted me.
No, it's and I've tried to do that with, you know, that's the only reason I know Tucker. It just, I mean, I'll just get their numbers from their managers and just be like, hey, you don't know me at all. We should get lunch. You know what I mean? Because I feel like the award shows over the last couple of years, I would go to them and I would obviously hang out with like my peers, because when I was coming up, we had to be friends. Like, and I don't mean that in a weird way, but like we did radio tour together from January to December. So every songwriter thing that we did, every 8-man, 10-man jam, it was always me, John Party, Dustin Lynch, Cole Swindell, Brett Eldridge. So we kind of had our own little core of like, we're the new artists together.
And I think even then it was like there were less. Or like you guys were the five of
less.
That
there
year.
Were just less,
you
know what I mean? There wasn't TikTok didn't exist yet. You know what I'm saying? And so I feel like today there's just so many new artists that come on the scene every 6 months that have so much success that I'm sitting there going, I just want to meet you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe we'd be friends. Who knows? But I think the CMAs for me, that is my favorite part, because we genuinely don't get to see each other unless we are intentional about hanging out off the road. You know what I'm saying? So like right when you get on the red carpet, you kind of never know who you're going before or after. And you kind of, that's when your management and your PR is just getting mad because everybody's waiting on you to do interviews, but you haven't seen Ernest in 6 months. And you're like, yo, you know, and that's my favorite part.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year.
What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Of the award shows, I think my least favorite part for me is probably the nerves that I get before going on national television, because it is not like anything else.
No.
Like, there's something about playing like an amphitheater show, an arena show. It's like you're nervous, but you know that you can kind of
Like if something happened, you could like you're talk good. Through it with everybody. You,
can,
you know what I mean?
You can have some charm and just be like, oh, I completely forgot the chorus, you know, but like when you're on TV, you don't get a chance to say, no. I'm sorry, can I try that one more time? You know what I'm saying? And so I think that is probably my least favorite part of doing any kind of television is the actual doing it, but I'm learning how to enjoy it rather than be nervous about it.
Yeah. There's a way to like the nerves are fun. Like,
yeah. To turn the nerves into excitement is my mission for this year. So
good. Yeah. I think that's, and I think that comes down to like being present and being there and feeling good, which is always great. You posted something the other day about how I think it's now 12 years ago that Something to Do with My Hands came out. And I started thinking about the like really early days of your career. Cause I wasn't quite in country music at that point. And I know that all your fans know that Rhett Akins, famous country singer songwriter, is your dad. Mm-hmm. But like at that point when you were getting started, like what was his take on like you going into music? Like, was he for it? Was he like nervous or? Yeah.
I think if he's being really honest, I think he probably back then wishes that I had chosen anything else. If that makes any sense. Like, I think there was a part of him that was super excited that maybe like, oh, maybe my son and I, maybe I can teach him how to do this. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? But yeah. I think there was also this other part of him knowing how crazy and complicated this business is. And it's like, man, if you would just go sell real estate, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe you might have a less stressful life. But I think once I started writing songs with him and I think he saw how like dedicated and like into it I was, I think he looked at me and was like, there's nothing else that you can do. Like,
yeah.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad that I did, because my dad and I have always been close, but I think music is always the thing that we will have together.
It's really, you know, special. I mean?
Because even when we get together, like if we, like on Thanksgiving or whatever, if I disappear, my wife goes, I know that TR and Rhett are talking about a song right now. Like, we'll just disappear to the front yard and like, oh, we're talking about grass. You know,
it's
like we have written a song mm-hmm. in the front yard. And that's just kind of how we are, because we don't really know how to turn off music. And that's just, I think that DNA has been passed down to me, and I'm kind of even starting to watch that DNA be passed down to my kids too.
I was going to say, which ones of the girls do you feel like?
So Eddie James and Willa Gray have started this new thing where they love coming up with songs like on the way to school. And so I've just gotten into the habit of turning my voice recorder on, and I'll hand it to them and I'll be like, okay, that thing you just said, now make it a song. And so I've got like 50 in here of like AJ and Willa Gray. Like, this was Ada James in the back seat the other day going like, he's calm and he's cute and he's, and I was like, can you just record that? And so, hold on, I have 1,000 voice notes, but like that's kind of what they have been doing.
I love that.
And it's been cool because they look at, when they hear me say, hey, that's a great melody, you can see their little bodies like go like, yeah, like I've got it. I've got the sauce, you know? And so it's been really fun to watch.
I feel like you've got the unique perspective of, you know, I watch like all artists who are becoming parents, like try to navigate that. And I mean, it's like a different thing than most people, like a regular parent, because the schedule is different. The lifestyle is so different. What from like you growing up in the industry, like did you, you were like, I know to keep this the same, or I would want to do this differently with the girls?
I think that's a conversation me and Lauren have every week. And I've heard Luke Combs talk a lot on how he's normalizing his kids' lives, because Luke Combs' life is the opposite of normal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like from a world perspective of like when you go to Cracker Barrel, everyone in Cracker Barrel knows who you are. And that's just not normal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Willa Gray's birthday was last week. We went to Dollywood. I've never been to Dollywood. And my wife and I were so jacked to go. And even just like walking through Dollywood, I think my kids now know innately that me and Lauren are going to get stopped to like take a picture.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I think they're used to it now, but I don't know that can ever really get normalized. Like, I don't know how to, unless we just don't ever go anywhere in public. And I feel like I'm one of those people that I think people know me, but I've never been the dude where paparazzi is like waiting outside of a hotel. Does that make sense?
Which almost like,
and if
thank
they are,
God.
I actually walk up to them. I'm like, yo,
who told you I was going to be here?
Yeah. I'm like, we should have a, what do you want to know?
You know where I'm going next? Like,
and I think that like me and Lauren have just made it a point to like, not, I don't know. Cause our lives really are not bougie. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are things that from the outside looking in, you could say that is bougie, but they are a little bit part of my job.
Mm-hmm.
Like riding on a tour bus is just a part of my job. So you know what I'm saying? And so I think we do our best to make our kids' lives feel like as normal as they possibly can, while saying like, hey, because I sing these songs, and because people have resonated with them, they know what me and your mom look like. And when they see us in public, they relate a song to a memory, and they really want to just mark the memory with a selfie.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? They're like, oh, I get it now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know that there really is a way to like 100% make it a very normal thing, but we are actively every day being like, how do we do this correctly?
Mm-hmm. So you've told me a lot of stories before, like Reba McEntire putting you in timeout and stuff like that. Like, what's been the moment with the girls recently where like, you guys have no idea what just happened to you?
Oh God, I'm trying to think. When I played a show in Charleston, South Carolina last year, the entire cast from Outer Banks came to the show. And while I'm on stage, I kept looking backstage and my kids were on a new Outer Banks character's shoulders during the whole thing. And like, I know that that's not like a country singer or whatever, but I was like, man, this is at the time it was the most popular show on the globe.
Yeah. And still is right now. They just dropped a new season.
And my kids were just like, yo, this is Chase.
Can you hold me up so I can see my dad?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I mean, from all of my buddies that they've met, you know what I mean, that have been to my house, that I think, like, I remember Teddy came over one time and my daughter was like, why do you have so many tattoos on your face? You know what I mean? And like, so it's just like, those will be really funny stories to tell them when they get older.
Yeah. So for sure. That's so fun. You mentioned a little bit earlier, you guys went on a trip to Africa.
Yeah.
You've been posting pictures like the gorilla I've seen. Is this all one trip? Or was this like many trips?
So I've been twice this year.
Twice this year. Oh yeah. My God.
Been twice this year. We went once in June. We were there for almost 3 weeks. And I got to bring all my kids. That was all my kids' first time to Uganda, which was really, really special. And that was Willa Gray's first time back to Uganda since we adopted her in 2016. I could go into how amazing
was. Like the most, I have chills almost for you, like that had such a surreal experience.
It was insane because my wife works for an organization over there that had just finally finished this project they've been working on forever. And it was this really big center to be able to do a lot of great work over there. And so we went for the grand opening of this, and getting to watch Willa Gray see some faces that actually helped take care of her when she was like 6 months old.
Mm-hmm.
For them to see her as a 9-year-old and tall and beautiful and smiling, like that was that. It didn't break my heart. It just, my heart was just like exploding with joy, you know, watching this. And also getting to see Ada James and Lennon and Lily get to watch Willa Gray be there. They just came home different kids. I don't know how to really describe it, but like, you know, I think they kind of went over there and they were just like, gosh, we have so much excess in America. And in Uganda, the excess doesn't exist really.
Mm-hmm.
And to see the joy that the Ugandans have with so little, I think made my kids be like, huh, like, do I need all this stuff? And do I really want all this stuff for Christmas? And, you know, all these kind of things. And so it was a life-altering trip, not just for our kids, but for me and Lauren as well.
That's so incredible. Well, you talk about like trying to help them know what's like normal.
Yeah, 100%.
And a thing like that, that's like what changes.
I think it's really good for your kids to have perspective on how much of the world lives and operates.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot more places than just North America. But I think as a 7-year-old, you kind of don't know what else there is out there. So it's been really fun to kind of get to travel with our kids to different countries and let them experience, you know, different cultures and different food and how people live lives at 3,000 miles away from where you do. And we got to go to Kenya on the back half of that, and we got to do safari with them. And then my wife and I have been wanting to go to Rwanda for years and years. And so we decided to do it on our 10-year anniversary 2 years ago, but we couldn't get it done. And so we celebrated our 10-year on our 12-year in Rwanda doing gorilla trekking, which has been like one of my like dreams for forever.
That had to have been insane.
The picture doesn't do it justice. You're literally standing between me and you from a freaking silverback and like all these like other gorillas, and you're just hanging out with them. They're just eating bamboo. And one of them literally pushed Lauren off the trail. Like, we're just standing on the trail, and this female gorilla just takes her leg and just kind of pushes her this way, like, get out of my trail. And that made Lauren's life. Like,
oh, I'm sure.
She would hug a tiger if it would let her. I'm over there, like, heart beating a million miles an hour, you know, the whole thing. But, yeah, we love Africa so much. There's just there's a different energy and a different kind of – there's a simplicity about it, if that makes any sense, that we just feel really at peace when we're there and love to travel over there. So –
totally.
Yeah.
Well, that's incredible. Thank you for sharing that with me.
For sure.
We will get out of here. It was really good to see you. Congratulations on Beautiful Is You.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want.
you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.